that was a treat. Thank you, Christy. And now, come in closer. Hear these words from the book of Genesis. Jacob got up in the middle of the night and took his wives, his 11 children, and everything he owned across to the other side of the Jabbok River for safety. Afterwards, Jacob went back and spent the rest of the night alone. A man came and fought with Jacob until just before daybreak. When the man saw that he could not win, he struck Jacob on the hip and threw it out of joint. They kept on wrestling until the man said, "Let go of me. It's almost daylight." "You can't go until you bless me," Jacob replied. Then the man asked, "What is your name?" "Jacob," he answered. The man said, "Your name will no longer be Jacob. You have wrestled with God and with humanity, and you have won. That's why your name will be Israel." Jacob said, "Now tell me your name." "Don't you know who I am?" he asked, and he blessed Jacob. Jacob said, "I have seen God face to face, and I am still alive." So he named the place Peniel. The sun was coming up as Jacob was leaving Peniel. He was limping because he had been struck on the hip, and the muscle on his hip joint had been injured. That's why even today the people of Israel don't eat the hip muscle of any animal. Here ends the reading. Thanks be to God. So Jacob named this place Peniel, which is Hebrew for face of God. And God named him Israel, which is Hebrew for one who wrestles with God. And Jacob sure did wrestle with God. They wrestled all night long. And it was tough. And it gave him a limp. But it left him with a great blessing. It brought him to a new spiritual height, a new way of living his life. The way of living Brené Brown speaks of in her book, Braving the Wilderness, where we find and live from our place of true belonging. That place where we belong to no one else but to God and to ourselves. That's true belonging. And her research shows that we get to that true place within in four ways, three of which Pastor Angie has been preaching on all summer long. The first is people are hard to hate close up. Move in. This means getting to know each other, and it means sharing our stories with others. Because when we share our stories, we find our common love, and we can let go of our hate. The second is speak truth to bullcrap, but be civil. This means speaking the truth in love, by not letting people say things that are harmful or destructive. And it also means telling them in a way that is not harmful or destructive to them. The third is hold hands with strangers. Yeah, with strangers. Hold the people you don't know in love. All of Brené's research really pushes us out of our comfort zones. She wasn't kidding when she titled the book Braving the Wilderness. This is the kind of stuff that requires a strong back, a soft front, and a wild heart. And that's the fourth element of true belonging: strong back, soft front, wild heart. We'll look at soft front and wild heart the next two Sundays, but today we're going to explore by what she means by having a strong back. Because I think Jacob had a strong back going into the wrestling ring with God like he did. He went into that ring and he braved the wilderness there. And he came out better because he dared to enter it. He came out with a blessing from God and with a new way to live. A way that moves beyond human aspirations into the real blessings of life, the intangible ones. But Jacob willingly enters this struggle. Willingly. He goes into the ring. He starts wrestling with true belonging. That place where we wrestle with who we are and how we can be who we are in a world that says, oh no, be this. That place where we wrestle with our desire to not make any mistakes, because then people will think we're a failure, and we really want people to like us. That place. That's the wrestling ring I'm talking about. The ring that was Jacob's wilderness, that is all of our wildernesses, is what we have to brave to truly belong to ourselves and to God. Because we have a real human desire to have people like us. We do. Brené Brown says human approval is one of our most treasured idols. But the danger in trying to get everyone to like us is that we never brave the wilderness of just being ourselves. Because we're so afraid no one will like us if we aren't who they need us or want us to be, or if they see who we really are inside. And if we're going to really be who God made us, we are going to have to let go of that. And that's hard. So we gear up and we enter the ring and we wrestle with all of this, just like Jacob. And as we do, something gets disjointed for us as well. Something gets thrown off. It's not business as usual in this ring anymore. It's a whole new path, a whole new territory here, wrestling with how we belong to ourselves and to God. And it does feel like a wrestling match when we are braving that wilderness, trying to live from that true place within. It leaves us limping too sometimes. Braving the wilderness takes a strong back, for sure. And as poet, speaker, and wise woman Maya Angelou says, the price is high, but the reward is great. And the reward is the blessing of true belonging, the blessing of living the life we were meant to live without apology, without worrying who's not going to like us if we actually be who God expects us to be and not what others need us to be. That is the gift, the great reward Maya Angelou is referring to, and that is the blessing Jacob received. That's the blessing of getting into the ring with all of this. Because a strong back doesn't care what people think. It can't. If it did, we'd spend our whole lives trying to be perfect, which is impossible. Or trying to please everyone, which is impossible. Or trying to prove that we're good enough, which sucks all the energy out of us. Or trying to pretend we are something we aren't, which denies the wonderful beings God created us to be. So if we don't want to spend our whole lives trying to achieve the impossible or having depleted energy levels or living in denial, then we have to let go of caring what other people think, because it's what God thinks that counts. And it's because it's not a keep up with the Joneses world out there. It's a keep up with God's world right here. And that requires a strong back. So how do we do this? Well, Brené suggests going back to the seven elements of trust we discussed at the beginning of the summer, where each letter in the word braving stands for one of the seven elements. All of this is on our website. If you go to our homepage, scroll all the way to the bottom, click on the word braving, you'll see all of this. The B in braving is for boundaries, which says we are to set, hold, and respect each other's boundaries, and to have a strong back with boundaries. It means we have to let go of wanting to be liked by everyone and to let go of the fear of disappointing people. And that means we might have to set some new boundaries in our lives. The R in braving is for reliability, which says we do what we say we'll do. And to have a strong back that is reliable, it means we can't overcommit ourselves just to please others or to prove ourselves to others. The A in braving is for accountability, which says we take responsibility for ourselves and we apologize when we mess up. And to have a strong back with accountability means we have to let go of blaming others and we have to stop shaming people, including our own selves. The V is for vault, which says we keep things confidential. And to have a strong vaulted back, it means we stop gossiping and we stop finding common enemies together. The I is for integrity, which says we live according to our values. And to have a strong back with our integrity, it means we choose courage over what is easy and comfortable. The N is for non-judgment, which says we don't judge other people, ever. Instead, we listen and we give and receive help. And to have a strong back without judgment means we stop trying to fix everyone. The G in braving is for generosity, which says we set boundaries that allow us to give everyone the benefit of the doubt. And to have a strong back with generosity, it means we are clear with others about our boundaries of what is okay and what is not okay with us. So we really can then be generous and give them the benefit of the doubt. Our work is to get to the place where we are okay with who we are. And the only way we can start being okay with who we are is to really start liking ourselves, to really take care of ourselves. I just did this. I just came back from my sabbatical, from that time of inhaling, because Zen leader Joan Halifax told Brené, the author of this book, there is the in-breath and there is the out-breath. And it's easy to believe that we must exhale all the time, right? Without ever inhaling. But the inhale is absolutely essential if you want to continue to exhale. When was the last time you inhaled? When was the last time you took time to strengthen your back, to take care of your true self? When was the last time you received your blessing? Because our strength comes from love and from the love of God. Excuse me. So are we willing to go into the wilderness, to go into that wrestling ring with God? And are we willing to risk the limp that may come from entering the ring? Because it's tough to hold hands with strangers and to move in closer to the people we thought we hated. And it's hard to speak the truth to bullcrap. All of this takes a very strong back. But the reward is great. The reward, the blessing from God, is it will free us. It will free us to live the way God dreams for us to live. And that is a true gift. Amen.